T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gwen and Chris. That's the name of the show. Hosts today, Chris Ello, the coach. John Quintero. Still a chance for you out there to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Off-Road Night Expo. It's going to be March 23rd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. You know who would love the Off-Road Night Expo?
Oh, I have a real feeling I know.
You know who that would be? Mr. Bill Center. He loves all that stuff. Right? You get a car on a track and you're there, right, Bill?
Right. I love it. I mean, I do love motorsports.
Yes,
always
you do.
Always have.
Yes, you do. 833-288-0973. Bill, sorry you're not eligible for the tickets, but the question today is, who was last year's NCAA college basketball player of the year? Anyway, so that is the question to our listeners. Call in to win those 4 tickets while we chat with Bill Center, talk a little Padre baseball. Bill, how's everything going? Good?
You know what? I'm really enjoying watching what they're doing this spring.
Spring's been good.
A lot of questions. Last night's double rainout of a split squad was just maybe the worst thing that could possibly happen to them, because it takes away a chance to look at 4 pitchers that we were still considering as starters. So that was sad.
You know, Bill, it's kind of interesting. You know, Chris was going through some of the projected starters and their numbers so far for the spring, and the one guy that I brought up to Chris is Eric Lauer. He's pitched 2 innings and so far in the Cactus League, and they've been keeping him on the backfield, working on his changeup a little bit. I'm sure they're working on, you know, trying to stretch him out to where he can, you know, be a part of this roster on opening day. But I'm kind of anxious to see him get back in there a little bit.
Right. Well, you know, as long as he gets his innings, even if it's on a backfield in a B game, I don't have a problem for it. A lot of that, as you know, John, is just as much a coincidence of scheduling as any plan. Would you have liked to see him in a couple more Cactus League games? Probably. I got him in my mix. I mean, I still have 7 or 8 guys in my mix. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, Matt Strom, as important as he is to the bullpen, the way he's pitching, he's got to right now be thought of in your top 5. Chris Paddock, you might have 4 left-handed starters. It could be very interesting.
You were the guy, Bill, that introduced us all to Chris Paddock. It was about 3 months ago we had you on, and we said, give us a name of somebody that's going to come to spring training and blow everybody away that we don't know. And you said, I'd put my money on Chris Paddock.
I remember.
And I remember you saying that, and I remember going, I can't wait to see this guy pitch. And then we got a chance to interview him when we were down there, Tony and I, a couple of weeks ago. And he has backed up what you said. How much weight does go into your spring training record in terms of what they do decide to do when they put together the starting staff on opening day?
You know, I think just as much goes into the makeup of the player, how he's reacting to what's going on, as the numbers. But he's got great numbers, and they love the pitch mix. Right now, I've got Chris Paddock in my rotation right now, and I know he's pitching tonight, and I still think he probably has that chance of, even if he has an off outing, that he's still going to be considered highly. I love the mental makeup, and I know he was on you talked to him, and you got a feel for it too. This is a guy who has great confidence and is always in attack mode when he's pitching.
Bill, the loss last week of Travis Jankowski, I know he's not an all-star, but what he means to this Padre ball club, being able to play all three outfield positions, a guy that can steal bases, a guy who can give you a great quality at bat, and a guy that performed last year against right-handed pitching very, very well, I think that was a real blow to the Padres.
A huge loss. Travis Jankowski is one of the more underrated players on this roster because he can do so many things. He's a left-handed bat on a team that's dominated by right-handed hitters. He's your speed guy. He's the one guy that you can put in any position in the outfield, and he's going to make the plays. Bat off the bench, everything that you need. Say it's a ninth inning and you're down by a run and you need a pinch runner at second, who do you call? Jankowski. He fills so many different little niches on this team that I view him, losing him, I view the same way as I would losing a starter. I view him as a starter even though he's your fourth outfielder.
Yeah, especially since he's your left-handed bat, too. I mean,
right.
That's just another key thing. Bill Center is with us talking some Padres here. Bill, I'm going to lose this battle in the end, and I don't mind because I do like Austin Hedges. But I just keep watching Francisco Mejia swing the bat and knock the cover off the ball. Now, I know that a lot of this you can break down based on who are these guys actually facing. Are they facing big league pitchers? Are they facing minor league pitchers in these spring games? But Mejia's bat has got to be making their decisions harder and harder. I know Hedges is the better receiver. I get that. One of these guys has to start over the other. But Mejia is, it seems to me, is trying to forge his way onto this team and roster somehow.
I totally agree. You know, I honestly, I wished going into spring training that they took a look at him in the outfield a bit, which would give you more flexibility, particularly with Travis Jankowski being down. If he could be your number two catcher, an outfielder if you need him, a pinch hitter, I am going to have a hard time sending him out, but I don't want him just being the number two catcher. I want him to go and really get some at-bats at AAA and maybe even play a different position here and there. I think he's got a great future. He is not the catcher right now that Austin Hedges is, although he has made strides this spring. So I right now, if I only have to have a number two catcher, it's Chris Stewart, and I'm starting Mejia in AAA.
Hey, Bill, a guy that had a great spring, and I know he's been slowed because he had four wisdom teeth taken out, but Fernando Tatis Jr., we know that they don't want to start the clock on him. We know that he perennially is a slow starter, but boy, this guy's played great baseball on both sides of the ball so far.
He has. And, you know, I will say this. I will disagree with you on one thing, John, that this club under A.J. Preller has never been afraid to start the clock on a player if they think he's ready to be in the major leagues. Lucchese last year, Lauer last year. Lucchese, they could have waited to, you know, I know they needed him, but they could have waited. They could have waited on Margot. This team under Preller has always brought up a player when they thought he was ready. And I think if they think he's ready, that he's going to have the job. But he has to win it. And right now, I'm not so certain that he's won that job at this second. But when he is, he's going to be their shortstop for a long time.
Yeah, he's played pretty well from what I've seen. I haven't been in spring training, but watching on television and listening, seems like he's really played a stellar shortstop to this point. And I know, you know, he missed a couple of days, and hopefully he can get back in there. But I'm glad these guys are pushing the envelope and forcing the Padres to make some real hard decisions because, Bill, as you and Chris and I know, we've been around a long time. There were a lot of years where we were just hoping to fill spots, let alone having to make some tough decisions.
Right. These guys, you know, Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler want to win, and they're going to, and if the clock is now and they have a chance to win, they're going to go with their best eight players. I love Tatis going into the 5.5 hole. He does that as well as any Padre shortstop I've seen maybe even a little bit better than Khalil Green, and that says an awful lot. I think that this young man has an opportunity to really be something special.
I almost might want to go even to a AAA game this year. I mean, I don't live anywhere near El Paso, and I hardly ever get down there.
Hey, the All-Star game's in El Paso this year, AAA All-Star game.
The PCL All-Star game is in El Paso.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You're going to have Adderlin Rodriguez down there, I would imagine. Ty France has done nothing wrong at all coming up at third base. I mean, it's just one guy after another.
Alex Dickerson, Mejia. Right. You could have Tatis. You could really have a solid.
Josh
solid
Naylor
team
could
there.
Beat over
right.
here.
Josh Naylor is. Josh Naylor's bat is almost major league ready.
Yeah, that dude can hit.
Right, he can hit. I mean, he walks up there, and you know what I love. I'm going to say what I love about the young players in the Padres system now. The guys who are on the verge of making the major leagues, they're aggressive with the bat. They go up there with the idea of making something happen. And too many years in this organization, we've seen guys come out of the system going up there hoping. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a major shift in the young players they have coming up now.
Well, I also think that has to do a lot with hitting coaches and the philosophy. Oh. There was a philosophy at one point in time in a certain system here where guys were passive-aggressive hitters. Now they're aggressively passive.
That's exactly right. And I hated it when it was that way. I thought they did great disservice to some players. I mean, they sort of took Logan Forsythe out of his game when he was here. Mm-hmm. And as we saw later when he went elsewhere, he played pretty well. I didn't like that system. I love what they're doing now. And it goes all the way right to the start of your minor league coaches at the single A level. And everybody seems to be on board. I think Rod Barajas, the last 4 years, has done a sensational job at AAA, and now, he's the bench coach on this staff.
It's only 2 weeks till opening day. I can't believe it. 28th.
I know.
2 weeks from tomorrow. I'm gonna put you on the spot just because you're good enough to handle this spot. Who's the one? Who would be your prediction of the one guy that gets sent to AAA that surprises us the most?
What, he's sent to AAA?
Yeah, doesn't make it on the opening day roster.
I think there's two. I think it's Tatis, and I think that it's Mejia. I think they both are in AAA to start the season. I think they're comfortable with Luis Urias at shortstop, and he's had the bulk of the time there, and it's not about the clock with Tatis. I think they want to get him. He only played a half a season last year before he was hurt, and it doesn't hurt him to get a little more everyday time at AAA.
All right. There it is, Bill Center. And you know what? No pressure, but Bill's always right. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, guys. Have a good one.
All right,
great
Bill. Thanks for the time.
You. Appreciate
talk
it.
Talk to you soon.
Always great talking to Bill Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.